It's the QDR Country Christmas Wish. Neighbors helping neighbors.
This Christmas Wish family makes me very sad. It's a 74-year-old woman, lives alone in Selma in an apartment for the elderly, and she basically has nothing, does she?
Probably 5 years ago, she started dating my boyfriend's father. So much in love. He had COPD, so they had a date on Saturday night. He died before he could pick her up that day.
Does she have anybody that cares for her at all?
No family here in North Carolina. She's got two kids. They won't do anything with her. They used to call her, but she gave out the money, so they won't call her anymore. They won't call her happy birthday or anything.
I know she's living on a fixed income, and she's also alone in an apartment for the elderly in Selma. So does she have a lot of means?
So they get all her money. She gets like $30 to buy groceries with and food or whatever. Gets all her stuff for clothes to wear for Salvation Army and stuff like that.
Now, does she have a car?
No, she does not have transportation. She used to walk all the way from Selma all the way to Smithfield Walmart.
Now, is it true that there are people who are her neighbors who will take her to the store, but they will charge her money to go?
They do. They even charge her to take her to McDonald's, or she has to buy them something to eat.
So it sounds like to me the major thing that she would need is money and clothes and things like that.
Yeah, a little bit of money to buy her medicine with, or, you know, she doesn't have enough money to buy her underclothes.
Well, from what I see here, she wears sizes small to medium, and she really needs some things that can make her daily life better.
Gift cards to go to Walmart or whatever, you know.
If you think you can help out this 74-year-old woman, she is at Christmas Wish Family number 24. You can get more details at our website, 947QDR.com. It's also on our Facebook page. Every time